Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
All right, Trump is expected to speak any moment now as the day in court concludes here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the show. 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. And it is brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be live on June 21st. June 21st will be our next live show. It's hard to believe that Memorial Day is a week from today, but here we are. Summer is upon us, and we're very, very excited about that. So, yeah, June 21st, our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Come out and join us for that. We're going to have a great time. It'll be a lot of fun. This is our happy hour. So Trump is going to speak any moment now. Crazy explosive day in court. If you missed it, Michael Cohen admitted today in court that he stole money from Trump. Now, I have a couple audio clips for you of some reactions to things. I'm sure, I mean, Trump can't speak about Cohen because of the gag order. So Kash Patel, who's been on our show before, Kash Patel came out and he talked about Michael Cohen admitted on the stand to 6 different felonies. Kash Patel is very smart. He's an attorney himself. And this is what he said earlier today. Take a listen. You have that, Matt?
Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties here.
Just say something so we don't think that Ben Affleck is running the board again.
He might be. He might have taken Matthew.
He might have taken over. Yeah. You want to skip that one? You want to go to another one?
Yeah, hopefully something else works.
All right, let's try. CNN anchors are still reeling over the revelation that Michael Cohen stole money from the Trump Organization. Take a listen to that
one. Yeah, no, it's fascinating stuff. And I have to say, I'm still kind of reeling from the revelation that Michael Cohen stole money from the Trump Organization, and that wasn't, at least to my knowledge, that the prosecution didn't get that out earlier, because it's not as though the prosecution's going to be helped by further evidence that Michael Cohen is a shady character. I'll get to the newest stuff in a second, but like, I mean, what's your reaction to that news? Because that was just kind of stunning.
I'm shocked that we are hearing it for the first time on day 3 of cross-examination of Michael Cohen, that the prosecution did not take the sting out, did not front it, because it goes to the heart of the actual case. It's not just about establishing him as a liar. They've done that. The prosecution fronted that. We knew that. He has convictions. But going to the heart of what you were telling your employer about what money you were owed and the extent of it, we're talking about $420,000. We've already seen the payment
structure.
Right.
This isn't like 15 bucks.
It's not 15 bucks. And if you go to the tablet, you can break down what was already known. We've known about what the breakdown of the money is. $130,000 to Daniels and her attorney. You've got $50,000 that's Redfin. This is important here. This was mentioned today, that he only gave Redfinch $20,000 and handed them in a brown paper bag, by the way, just awesome. Thinking about how odd that is.
And just one quick note, Redfinch is this political organization that apparently, according to Michael Cohen, helped them goose these bogus internet polls right. about which candidate is in the lead, et cetera, and also, according to Lanny Davis, provided adoring fans for Trump's announcement of his candidacy in June 2015. Sorry.
Really important point to add why this is. They only got 20,000 of it.
And even though the bill was for
50,000, and you have $180,000, which is again the double of these two combinations, and then a bonus for Cohen. Remember, all that we have so far to link Donald Trump to these payments in part is the statement that quote unquote he approved it. We also know that we have information about where the checks were, how it was signed. But remember, McConney, that was one of the comptrollers of the Trump organization, taking notes from Alan Weisselberg about the money payment. So this is part of what we're talking about. Why this is so important here is because the heart of the matter is that Donald Trump was complicit,
Let's stop it here. Trump is coming out to speak, so we'll take the former president live and just start playing it as soon as he starts speaking. But this was a crazy, crazy day in court. Remember, he's barred from speaking about Michael Cohen specifically, but he can talk generally about the case. But he should just hammer Cohen right now if he possibly can. So do we have it, or are you still a second behind me? He's walking up. All right. This is former president here coming outside the courthouse.
So thank you very much. You saw what we saw. That was an incredible display. I've never seen anything like it in my life. A tyrant. And everyone's talking about it. This is what we have. We have an acting judge, appointed judge by Democrats, by the club, and they're keeping now, I guess this is our fourth week, soon to be our fifth week, not campaigning, but you saw what happened, what just took place in that court, and hopefully the motion to dismiss this trial will go through, because this trial is a disaster for our country, it's a disaster for New York State, New York City. Greg Jarrett just says, where exactly is the crime? To quote a memorable line from Shakespeare in Love, I don't know. It's a mystery. There is just no crime. Andy McCarthy, if it's unconstitutional for Texas to enforce federal immigration law, how is it constitutional for New York to enforce federal election law? They're going by federal law. It's never happened before. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. This is a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt. This is to damage crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, by far, to damage his political opponent. That's all this is. The highly political judge, a totally conflicted judge, who just did something that nobody's ever seen. And the press is not happy, I don't imagine. They just got thrown out of a courthouse. Nobody's ever seen anything quite like it. These things are consistent. Bragg has no authority to enforce election law. And we did nothing wrong. Ted Cruz has said it's over 200 years. Never once has a president of the United States been indicted over no crime. No crime. Molly Hemingway, very smart woman. This is a show trial. There is no actual crime or evidence. Molly Hemingway, respected by everybody, by the way. Here's a very liberal gentleman, but a very talented one, critically acclaimed director Oliver Stone. Haven't heard his name mentioned in a while. It's a new form of warfare. It's called lawfare, and that's what they're using against Trump. That's Oliver Stone, who I think is a super liberal. But even he's talking. I must tell you, I've never had such liberal, or as they say nowadays, progressive support. Mark live in. You're living through what is not only the worst presidency in American history, that's Biden, when it comes to domestic and foreign affairs, but when it comes to our Constitution, the rule of law, law and order, which is the core to this republic, Biden is dismantling it, and he's destroying it. I don't even know if it's him. I think it's the people around his desk, that beautiful, beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office. It's a horrible thing. The country's never been in this position. We're doing badly in so many different ways, and we're falling apart, and we're not respected in the world anymore. They're looking at us and saying, hey, they're no different than we are. Bad countries are saying that. They're saying that the United States is no different than we are. Gavin Wax, the globalist elite, severely miscalculated by declaring war on Trump. I guess he's referring to the fact that the polls are through the roof, but I'm not even talking about that. And the polls are the highest they've ever been. Andrew and Katie Chepkowski, who are terrific lawyers, as everyone knows, it's passed on for Judge Misha to dismiss this case. Trump's business records, there's no false entry. By the way, they paid a legal expense and they marked it legal expense. And I say it every day. They could have said construction. They could have said this is for construction purposes. This is for some other purposes. You're building a building. They say building expense. They called legal fees, which is legal expense. They called it legal expense. They paid a lawyer money, legal expense. And then the lawyer's bill, he talks it retainer. It's a retainer. He calls it a retainer. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, the prosecution, has presented absolutely no evidence of a crime. David Katchen, the American Spectator, good people over there, Judge Mershon's animosity toward Trump and his inability to ensure a fair trial is not lost on the voters. Never seen anything like it. And this goes on and on. Ross Duat, New York Times. I would defy anyone to summarize the underlying situation in which a presidential candidate could be sent to prison for a misdemeanor offense. It's small, but there's not even a misdemeanor. For a misdemeanor offense elevated by a second crime for which he isn't even being charged. I'm not even being charged for it. They didn't know what to charge him. They hadn't even charged me with the crime. You know what the crime is? I beat Hillary Clinton. That's what the crime is. And they don't want me to meet on behalf of, I think, 200 million people. They don't want me to meet Biden. Okay? But it's a shame. This is what they've done. And just to finish out, without the description coming across as somewhat Kafkaesque, CNN panel just came out. This is significant. There is no direct link to Trump in this alleged conspiracy. That's from CNN. Laura Coates of CNN, not a fan of mine, as I understand it, possibly fatally undermines the prosecution's case. This is a disaster. What she said here undermines the prosecution's case. This case should be dropped by the judge. I think the judge, if he did that, would be... to gain the respect back, we have to, either the appellate court has to step in, something has to happen. Think of it, the Republican Party, one of the two great parties, nominate somebody to be their candidate, and that candidate now has been sitting here for almost 5 weeks in a freezing cold icebox, listening to this stuff, no crime. Ellie Honig of CNN, the crux of the case is Trump knew this and that. Let's see, he says some statement down here. Trump didn't know. He never would have agreed to be robbed by Cohen. He absolutely didn't know. This is a bomb being dropped on the prosecution's case. This is cruising to prosecution credibility. I'll tell you what, New York State is being hurt so badly by that. And they're watching all over the world, and businesses are going to be leaving state. They already are, unfortunately, but they're going to be leaving because they can't be subject to this. This and Gorin and Kaplan, other judges. has created a horrible scar on our Constitution. Hopefully the appellate courts will take care of it. But this did not ask Cohen about that or on direct, and this is Ellie Honig, have not made him plead guilty to larceny because you know what's taking place. I mean, you saw that. I won't even mention it because remember, I'm a gag order. I'm not supposed to be talking about certain things. And so I'm being very careful, but you saw what happened. And this is CNN mentioning it, which it is, larceny, which it is. And you know what they're talking about because there was an admittance. The money he's, I won't say that. It's the money he, so I won't say that. In fact, you're going to have to get this one because I can't read it. I've been gagged from reading this. But it's a vicious statement by a respected person at CNN, Ellie Honig. So you'll have to read that one yourself because I've been gagged. Let's see, it turns out now that Trump was, yeah, that's right. You can read that. I can't read it because I'm not allowed to say it. A CNN legal commentator. The prosecutor misled this jury. So there is a case to be made because five people have stated it very professionally that the prosecutor should be prosecuted. And district attorney Soros Beck Bragg should be prosecuted because he knew when he submitted his case all about the lies. And therefore, he's committed a crime. Many people have said that they should turn this around. He knew that this was a fake case. He knew that the lies were all over the place. We're not just talking about a small amount. Also, you have to go get the Southern Districts about a 28-page book on lies, which the judge wouldn't allow. And by the way, the judge wouldn't allow that. The Southern District, highly respected, a book of 28 pages, I believe, or more, of lies. We're not allowed to put it in. The expert witness that we have, the best there is in election law, Brad Smith, he's considered the Rolls-Royce or will bring it back to an American car, Cadillac. But the best there is. He can't testify, not being allowed to testify. And you saw what happened to a highly respected lawyer today, Bob Costello. Wow. I've never seen anything like that. Highly respected. But remember this. We can't put in an expert witness. We're not allowed to put in an expert witness. Nobody's ever heard of it before. You know, election law is very complicated, actually. And we're not allowed to have an expert witness because the judge wants to rule on it. He said, we don't need an expert witness, I guess. He said, he'll rule on it. No, he needs help. And we have the number one person, either side will admit it, Brad Smith, on a very complex law where we did nothing wrong. I will tell you that right now. And he doesn't want him to testify. That's because he's going to say we did nothing wrong. Clay Travis. Oops, I can't say that one because he's going to have a gag order. Brett Tolman goes through.
He'll be on the show tomorrow, by the way, Brett Tolman.
The witness today, so I can't talk about it. Buck Sexton, the exact same thing. Kim Parlatore, who's a very good lawyer, CNN commentator. It's not only going to the credibility, it also goes to Alvin Bragg's office's credibility. How did they not get this out ahead of time? Why didn't they? That's what everyone's asking now. How did they put something like this out? And then he goes on to things I'm not allowed to talk about. Can you believe it? Here I am, vice presidential. We have 15 people that I'm supposed to be meeting about being who's going to be our vice president. But I'm stuck in the refrigerator all day. The presidential nominee, I'm down here by an acting judge. He's acting. And you know who appointed him? Democrats in a clubhouse. But hopefully, I tell you, for the good, and I hope the governor steps forward and the mayor steps forward, because you can't go. And it's like we have an armed camp outside. I mean, if you're a civilian, you can't get within three blocks of this courthouse. All you have is police. And they're in blue, and they look good to me. But I'll tell you what, you don't see any civilians outside. I never saw so many iron gates as I've seen
the last 5 weeks, Andy McCarthy, to show he stole from the Trump Organization, even as they're structuring a deal, blah, 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 and now I can't talk about it because, again, I have a gag order. So I think the case is going very well. We've asked for termination of the case. This case should be terminated. This shouldn't go anywhere. It should be terminated right now. And New York State has to build up its system again. New York State can't let this happen. Can't let this happen. There were no crimes. We did nothing wrong. And I want to get back to campaigning. I'm representing millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people. In the meantime, Russia and China are now good friends. They want to take over the world. Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. And that's not going to be an easy situation when they have it. North Korea's getting frisky, and I get along with him very well, but the current administration, they don't even know his name. We have a lot of things to solve. Inflation's hitting new highs. You see that? They're hitting new highs. I should be out campaigning so we can turn the country around. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, well, that's the former president. I get asked the question of why do I take this live? Well, it's because I think it's an outrage that he's in court and can't be on the campaign trail. And so I want to hear what he has to say. He's sitting in that courtroom all day. We don't have the ability to hear it. We don't have the ability to watch it. And I want to hear what he has to say. He's being very careful to not violate the gag order. Because the judge would send him to jail. And so he has things he's reading from the various people who've been commenting on this case. Look, I played just some of them. I mean, it's not just conservatives who are saying these things. You know, it's legal analysts from other shows who are saying these things. But think about this for the moment in terms of this clown show that this is. Here's the latest from Joan Abramowitz from the New York Times. Okay. The judge says he will reserve his decision on whether to dismiss the case for tomorrow. We're done with another long day of court. The prosecution rested its case against Trump today, and the defense got through a significant portion of its own. If things go according to schedule, the defense will rest tomorrow, and the jury will be excused for the rest of the week, returning after the holiday weekend to hear closing arguments. The prosecutors, apparently over it, make to leave court before the former president, who is still talking to his lawyer in the well, but they are held at the door by the Secret Service. The power relations in the court can be hard to parse. The prosecution has the power to ask the judge to hold Trump in contempt and fine him, and ask the jurors to convict him. But the Secret Service protecting the former president has the power to stop the prosecutors from leaving if it deems that necessary. It's remarkable. Well, yeah, typically at these things, when you have the president of the United States or the former president of the United States, if you have a Secret Service protectee, nobody's allowed to leave the room ahead of them. And once they're in that room, once you're in that room, you're stuck till they leave the room. It's a security protocol. It's typically how it works. But yeah, talk about a power dynamic, huh? Isn't that interesting? Well, there you go. Joe Biden has lost his friggin' mind. I don't know if you guys have seen any erectionists today. Have you seen any walking around outside of the studio, perhaps, or down the street, or anything like that?
A what?
An erectionist. Have you seen any erectionists?
Mercifully, no.
Oh, all right. Well, here's Joe Biden yelling about January 6th again. Remember, if you have an erectionist that lasts more than 4 hours, call the doctor or the National Guard, one or the other, or call a party. I mean, either way, take a listen.
Erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill, patriots. He calls the erectionists who stormed Capitol Hill, patriots.
Yeah, have you ever had a patriotic erectionist? I'll tell you what, you know, the nice thing about that is that they really do wave very, very high and mighty. Am I right about that? Here's Joe Biden talking about the time that he dealt as vice president of the United States during the pandemic, just as a point of record. Not that you need to be reminded of this, but Mike Pence was the vice president of the United States during the COVID pandemic. Joe Biden was just on Ukraine's payroll at the time. Take a listen.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to. God love you.
Well, you know, when he was vice president and Barack Obama sent him to Detroit to go fix the pandemic, he met a lot of erectionists there. And that's what happened. You got to wonder how long they keep this guy in the race. I mean, with these poll numbers the way they are and just the fact that Biden's out of his friggin' mind, I don't know. I mean, this here's what's going to happen. And I think David Gelman said it best. The jury's going to go deliberate. And then it's going to be a hung jury. I think that that's what we're all going to see here. He should be found not guilty. Let me make this point very clear, because sometimes people hear what they want. So let me make this point clear. Donald Trump should be found not guilty. However, it's Manhattan. All it takes is one juror to say that he is guilty and not see anything about the facts of the case. Because that juror has it in his head that he hates Trump, and he was able to get past the jury screening. And then even if the other 11 say he's not guilty, it's a hung jury. So it should be not guilty. The verdict should be not guilty. I'd be thrilled if it was. I'm not getting my expectations up for that. And frankly, a hung jury is fine. He's not going to be found guilty, though. I don't think. I mean, nobody can predict this stuff. I don't think so. But here was the other thing, too, that I wanted to mention. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I think Trump, as fired up as he is, as angry as he is that he's got to be in this courtroom, he's happy. And you could tell he was happy in Wildwood. He's happy because this is not hurting him in any way. It's only helping. It's only helping. By the way, we'll be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 21st for our next live show. I'm very excited about that fact. It's going to be a fantastic day. Would love for you to join us. Their rooms are going by fast for their midweek special, so please don't miss out on your chance to join us, for our live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Remember how I've said to you that swapping Joe Biden out, you've got a problem? And the problem is Kamala Harris is even a bigger idiot than Joe Biden is. And Kamala Harris, when she's not laughing like some Batman villain, she sounds like she's high as a kite all the time. Peter Ducey had said last week that Kamala Harris might return to California and run for governor if the election does not go her way. Do you wonder if that's how they'll get her out? By saying she could become governor of California, which then gets her off the ticket, which then paves a way for them to replace Biden with somebody like, say, Gavin Newsom, for example, the governor of California, or somebody else. I don't know, but the Kamala Harris problem is the problem of why Joe Biden's still running, because she's an even bigger idiot than he is. And that's just a fact. Her polling numbers are even worse. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, a helicopter crash in Iran. President of the country. Was the United States behind it? What does all this mean for foreign policy? We should probably talk about it. So we're going to do that straight ahead. Plus, John Fetterperson responds to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's criticism about him. We'll share that with you as well. But I got to tell you, an amazing time to get to Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill because they're having their renovation extravaganza. What are you waiting for? If you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, like I have, you know it's still the same incredible level of customer experience that they've always had. I went there recently to pick up my XC60. I love driving my Volvo XC60. It's a fantastic car. It is so stylish. And I love the fact that I'm able to drive this beautiful SUV. And I love that I got the incredible treatment that Cherry Hill Volvo offers. And as a Costco member, you get an additional $1,000 off. It's $1,000 off the already amazing, incredibly aggressive incentives that they have at Cherry Hill Volvo. So what are you waiting for? An amazing inventory ready to meet you, get you the luxury vehicle that you deserve, which is a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo's right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you. So don't let the renovation stand in your way. In fact, that's the best time to go because they're doubling down on the specials, doubling down on the aggressive incentives, and the additional $1,000 off if you are a Costco member. But only at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. It's where relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh.
I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, what happened in Iran? Why does it matter to the United States of America? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is our 5 o'clock happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel. But the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneri of VeneriaDental.com is that there's a big foreign policy issue. Even the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, commented on it and said the United States of America was definitively not behind it. Veneria Dental has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VeneriaDental.com. I want to welcome to the show Stephen Bucci. He's a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Philip and Truluck Center for Leadership Development. He served America for 3 decades as an Army Special Forces officer and top Pentagon official. Hey, Stephen, thanks for joining me here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
And thank you for your service to our country. How is being an Army Special Forces officer? I imagine there's a lot of things you probably can't talk about.
There's quite a bit. It's a great leadership gig. You get to lead the Army's Green Berets, some of the most incredibly talented and motivated folks in uniform. So it was a lot of fun, actually.
I bet. Yeah. And how was working at the Pentagon? Did you enjoy that as well?
Well, since I was working directly for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, I was his military assistant. It was a pretty wild ride for the the time. I thought I was going to work for him for about 18 months. I ended up working for him for 4 years in uniform and then another 2 as a civilian. So quite an interesting experience, no doubt.
So there was a helicopter crash in Iran. The president is dead. The butcher of Tehran, as he's known, is dead. Iran has appointed an acting president. The Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, came out today and said the United States had nothing to do with it. Before we get started, I just want to play that clip for you. It's pretty quick. Get your thoughts on this. This is the Secretary, cut number 3.
Mr. Secretary, are you concerned that Iran is going to try and blame Israel or even the United States for the crash that killed the president yesterday? And for General Brown, Israel is also conducting operations in northern Gaza, even though they've said that they previously said that they had defeated Hamas there. So, particularly given your personal experience fighting terrorists in the Middle East, do you believe that Israel can achieve its goal of fully eliminating Hamas?
The United States had no part to play in that crash, and so that's a fact, plain and simple.
So, Steve, I'll ask you then, do you think Iran is going to try to blame the United States of America for this?
Well, you know, I think if the situation presents itself, Iran will try and leverage that story, or at least to try and place that narrative out there. But in my experience, I got to tell you, when there's a potential for incompetence or just outright error, that usually trumps the conspiracy. And in this case, I think that's definitely it. I mean, that helicopter was probably older than you. And it'd been there since the Shah was there. That was the last time America gave aircraft or sold aircraft to Iran. And they haven't had spare parts since then. And then you add to it that they were flying in some of the worst soup I had ever seen. I couldn't believe they even tried to put a helicopter up there in that weather, let alone one that was that old and probably held together with a, you know, proverbial spit and bubble gum. It was probably very much obvious that that is the most likely possibility. Hey, if the Israelis did it, good on them. They're the bad guys in this. The Iranians are. But I don't think that's the case. I think somebody just screwed up and should have never let those guys take off in that kind of weather in that helicopter.
And this was a bad guy, obviously, the president of Iran. Bad guy. But whoever takes over is probably going to be, I would imagine, just as bad, right?
It looks that way right now. The interim head that they've named both for the presidency and for the foreign ministry job are both also hardliners. These are not going to be some, you know, progressives in the, you know, the pantheon of Iranian leadership. And I think the only possibility for something good coming out of this is if in the process of mourning for these guys and the big show funerals and everything that they'll do, if they get a lot of pushback from the Iranian people, which has started to a degree already, there's been some dancing in the streets over the death, particularly of the president, because he is known as the butcher of Tehran, that if the rest of the government decides we can't put up with that, we're going to come down hard on these people, that could stir up more resistance, not less. And perhaps maybe this will be the time that the people turning out in the streets actually accomplish the dissolution of this very oppressive government. That would be a wonderful outcome for the people of Iran, for the region, definitely for Israel and the United States. But the Iranians are pretty good at crushing resistance because they don't play by any rules.
And you don't think there's any chance we were behind this?
I don't, particularly not with this administration. I don't think they have the chutzpah to do it. Plus, they're still trying to operationalize the old President Obama policy of trying to make Iran act like a responsible partner in the Middle East. They're still giving them money. They're still encouraging them. They're not provoking them. I just don't see that we would suddenly do this. And I don't think the Israelis would either. It would be a really high risk move for essentially no particular benefit. I mean, this guy isn't even a foreign policy player. He's, you know, the foreign policy is done by the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, and the IRGC Quds Force leadership, not by the president. His focus is mostly domestic repression of resistance.
And Steve Bucci, what do you make of the ICC and the arrest warrant they issued against Benjamin Netanyahu?
I think that's ludicrous. To be honest with you, there's no country in the world where this will be tolerated. And the Israelis are not tolerating. They're saying, fine, then I guess I'll probably never go visit your country there or any of the other ones in Europe. But, I don't think it's going to deter Netanyahu. I think it's a lot of show with very little substance, particularly when you look into the numbers. Right. The UN just cut the numbers of supposed casualties caused by Israel in half, which tells me that if those other numbers were that inflated that even at half, they're probably inflated still. So I think the case against Netanyahu is bogus. The one against the leaders of Hamas, I think, is pretty solid, but I don't think anybody will do anything. That's not the narrative they want to strike.
You know, since you're an expert in cyber defense as well, Steve, I want to ask you this question. There was a Wall Street Journal article that the United States is worried about undersea cables and how vulnerable they are to espionage from Chinese repair ships. I don't think anybody even thinks about undersea cables anymore. I think everybody just thinks everything comes from, you know, satellites and cell phone towers. But these cables are obviously very critical, particularly in the Pacific Ocean. And how worried should we be, and how critical are these?
It's very critical. The lines that the internet runs over, you know, some of the internet goes by satellite, but most of it goes through those undersea cables, both in the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. And they're vulnerable. They're out there. They're laying very deeply in the ocean. But the Russians and the Chinese both have a capability to go out to either send down submersibles to tap into those cables on the bottom or to try and pull them up to a little higher depth so that they can access them. It's something we need to be worried about. Also, if you look at our own coastline, those cables start on the land and then go out off a beach somewhere in on one of the two coasts with a fence around it, saying, you know, don't go near this, this is off limits, that you could get in the water and swim around if you wanted to. So our defense of those things is woefully inadequate right now, and it is a big concern because the other side's, they're going to try and at least tap into them, if not damage them, if they possibly can.
Yeah, you know, Chinese cyber warfare concerns all of us. I think it's one of those things that, you know, you got to wonder about all these able-bodied Chinese men, for example, who are crossing the southern border. I think we're at now like 25,000 or something this year alone. And obviously, you know, Xi Jinping just doesn't let you leave to come to America. So I think it's a legitimate concern people have.
It very much is. Look, I've lived overseas in countries where there is, you know, Chinese immigration. And every one of those people, you know, that is living in countries in Eastern Europe, in Latin America, in Africa, if they are not direct employees of the Chinese government, the Chinese military, the Chinese intelligence community, they are civilians over whom the Chinese leadership in those countries, the folks at their embassies, have some sort of leverage. They know exactly where their families live back in China. They have made contact with those people in the country, and they readily give them taskings to collect intelligence on foreigners and will possibly do other missions. Now, with all these folks coming into the country on the southwest border, it's pretty obvious to me and almost anyone else with any experience in the intel community that they're a danger to the United States. We haven't vetted them. They could be stone cold, you know, operatives for the Chinese intelligence services, not just immigrants who get pressured to work for them. We don't know because they've just waltzed in on their own and we haven't done anything to even check them out. So it's the level of scrutiny at our borders right now, particularly in the Southwest, is almost nil. And that's not blaming the, you know, Customs and Border Protection people. That's right. Blaming the policies of the administration.
But they don't seem to care. And you know, whenever you bring up, for example, I mean, people coming over the terror watch list, they kind of scoff at it. They scoff at it, though, at the very same time they say they need to be able to spy on the American people without getting a warrant under FISA, you know, as if that's the most critical threat to our national security. And yet the people come in over the terror watch list and they go, don't worry about it. And then they release them. In some cases, they release them more than once. I don't get it, Stephen Bucci. I don't get it.
Well, and you're, you know, a pretty normal American citizen who looks at this with common sense and says, how can one thing make sense when you're doing the opposite with regard to our own citizens? It's just completely disconnected from reality. But, you know, the administration continues to sit before Congress, and when pressed on it, go, oh, no, no, the border's completely secure. And we're going, are you kidding? Even CNN and MSNBC doesn't think that, let alone anybody who's not in the pocket of the administration. So, you know, I really hope that the American people watch this, understand the reality of the craziness of that policy over the last 3.5 years, and you know, take it into account when they make their decisions for November.
I mean, it's very telling when Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman comes out and makes the point that he wants border security, and he's considered an outlier of the Democrat Party. And in fact, he gets all this blowback from lefty writers here in Philadelphia and throughout Pennsylvania who call the guy a sellout and a turncoat. I mean, the Democrat Party's just they've become the party of open borders without question. And that's why when a guy like Fetterman comes out and says, hey, we can't have the population of Pittsburgh sinking into our country every day, it makes news. The fact that makes news, Stephen, I think says everything right there.
Oh, it really does. You know, I mean, here, poor Fetterman, you know, we were sitting there lambasting him when he got elected because he just, you know, he wasn't all there. And, you know, how can this guy serve? And then he wakes up from his walking coma and turns into a semi-Republican. I think that's sort of a miracle that we ought to applaud. But it's, you know, give him credit. He's applying common sense to these issues, and you know, I'm not ready to reelect him, but you know, it better him than some of the folks that are just completely drinking the Biden Kool-Aid and are sitting there thinking this is a great set of policies when they're not.
Yeah, and it's also, even if he's just faking it, it's still a reflection of how his constituents in Pennsylvania feel, and that I think bodes very, very well for Trump in this upcoming election.
Well, for the sake of the security of our country, we've got to make some changes. How those changes come about, we'll see. But I'll tell you what, doing more of the same is really, really a self-inflicted wound if that's what happens.
Stephen Bucci, visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation, special forces guy. Hey, thank you, my man. I appreciate you coming on the show today. And thanks for all your service to our country. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Hey, by the way, DeSantis, did you watch Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Fallon Saturday night? Nope, you didn't.
I got busy.
Unbelievable.
I got busy. It's on my to-do list.
Unbelievable. They have DVRs now, and they also replayed it yesterday at 5 o'clock on Fox News, and you still missed it.
I wasn't aware of the rebroadcast. I will watch it tonight.
Don't bother. I don't want you watching it. Don't bother.
I'm interested in watching it, though.
My new buddy, Abby Hornacek, she doesn't want you watching either. You're banned.
Sorry, Abby.
Henry, did you watch it? Two of you. Traitors. You know, the both of you.
I'm not even sure I know what channel Fox News is.
I mean, you have it on in the studio.
Yeah, well, there's no numbers in here. I don't even know what streaming service we're using.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you two were useless in terms of the question about whether or not a taco is a sandwich. You were unhelpful completely.
I was helpful. I
said no.
I said no.
Yeah, it was a definitive no.
Did either of you know it was actually a court case?
I didn't until I did show prep yesterday.
That's so real helpful. Real helpful as the show was Saturday night.
It's a little bit after the show broadcast. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, though, for that. Well, I would tell you what I said, but you haven't watched the show. So if you missed it, you know, check it out. But I compared that judge to the judge in New York. I said Judge Mershon is engaging in sandwich tyranny, is what I said.
Well, see, now you've spoiled it. I don't have anything to watch for.
Yeah, now I mean, it was only on for an hour, but yeah, you're right. All right. We got a fourth and final hour for you straight ahead. I'll give you the latest on Cohen, what Biden said at this historically black college, and so much more. But the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, your go-to summer destination, with summer a week away. Time to make your June midweek reservations. And you don't want to wait, because they sell out every summer. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, I love it there. It's my happy place. You call them today to get the best rates. And here's also the best part. The longer you stay, the more you get back in resort credits. That's right. And you can use these resort credits how you want to use them. You can use them at Hemingway's restaurant for great food and drinks. Use them at the beach concession stand, the outdoor pool bar. However you want to use the resort credits, like taking your family on a whale-watching boat cruise, there's great gifts in the gift shop. It's up to you. But the longer you stay, the more you save. You stay five nights, you're going to get $70 a night back in resort credit. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. Name me another hotel that gives you money back to spend on the at the resort. You just, it's a fantastic thing. So book direct with them for the best rates by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com or calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. They will sell out. They sell out every summer. And don't forget, we're going to be there live June 21st for our next live show. So you could stay that June week and then join us for the live show Friday night. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.